think the second most common reason that I hear is that many of us actually genuinely struggle to connect, be it on dating apps or, you know, they go for social events. A lot of them can't get past the small talk.
Hello and welcome to the Connect to Marriage podcast. I'm June and I'm your host for this episode. If you're new to us, do subscribe to our Connect to podcast on your podcast platform. We believe you'll discover interesting topics and helpful conversations. In each episode of the Connect to podcast, we'll be tackling questions that couples ask about marriage, communication, conflict, and so much more. We hope you'll keep tuning in to learn with us as you grow closer, deeper, and stronger in your marriage. In an era of dating apps, instant messaging, and endless choices, many youths are choosing nobody. A survey done has shown that 2 in 5 Singaporean youths aged 22 to 29 have never been in a relationship. Today, we will be exploring the question, why are our young people not dating? To help shed light on this topic, we have Grace Heng, founder of Sacred Companion SG. Warm welcome to you, Grace, to the Connect 2 podcast. Can you share with our listeners a bit about yourself?
Sure. Hello, my name is Grace. Thank you for having me on the podcast. So I'm the founder of Sacred Companion SG, a community that creates space for Christian singles to meet, form friendships, and hopefully something a little more. Yeah, in my free time, I enjoy doing Pilates, making videos, and some simple floral decorations.
Nice. Sounds like you have diverse interests. And it's yes. Really wonderful that you have founded this community space, you know, for young people. I guess from your interactions with young people, young adults, right, what are some of the common reasons you hear when you say they are not dating, even if they also want and desire a relationship?
I think there are two very common reasons that I hear from young adults. The first reason is that dating is not their main priority at this stage of life. Many of them are focusing on building their careers, supporting their families. Some love to travel, and some are just stabilizing their life. Dating takes a lot of emotional energy and time, and they may not be ready to prioritize it at this stage. I think the second most common reason that I hear is that many of us actually genuinely struggle to connect, be it on dating apps or, you know, they go for social events. A lot of them can't get past the small talk. So when I run events, I hear a lot of them coming to me after the event saying that, "Hey Grace, I really, really tried, but just cannot click lah. The conversation don't go further and the person keep giving me one word reply, so the conversation just dies. Then how?" On top of that, I think a lot of us also have some bad experiences from dating apps, especially things like ghosting, or maybe they have a date, but the person arrived late, dressed not appropriately, or have poor hygiene. So after having enough of this negative experience, then a lot of us become jaded and things like that.
Okay, so it sounds like there are quite a few things that may be holding our young people back, right?
Yeah.
The career, the other priorities, the traveling, and it's wonderful to be young and to be able to explore the world, to try new things. And then I'm also hearing the emotional readiness, or in this case, lack of that readiness, right? Are we able to really form that relationship and give that commitment to somebody? And then you mentioned the very real feeling of inadequacy and awkwardness when it comes to building just a simple friendship, right? To start off with, nobody really launches into dating the first time they meet. Well, that's quite rare these days. So it's really that struggle to connect. How then do we give our young people some skills? Do you think that's what they need? Or do you think it's really a mindset thing?
I do think it's both. I think it's a mindset for young people. We need to know whether do we want a relationship in the first place? Because if the answer is yes, then there will be that inner drive to go searching for someone either on a dating app or through dating events. And in terms of skills, I think there are many workshops, even podcasts, books that can help. But more often than not, I think the best place to learn is to really just trial and error and try. Just go out, try, put yourself out there. And if you make mistakes, then that's fine, because other people make mistakes too.
Yeah, I mean, we all never start off like perfect.
Definitely.
And socially so like sophisticated, right?
Yeah.
We all start off in those like having to take like very tentative baby steps and then getting to learn this dance where we feel like we have two left feet to begin with, right? Yeah. But I wonder if, you know, like you said, just normalizing it for young people and helping them know and feel like they are not alone in this, right? Mm. The other person that they are talking to is likely going to have a lot of fears and thoughts and psychological barriers in their heads as well.
I do agree with that because I think when I'm running events, a lot of feedback that I hear is they are so glad that they come because they realize that they are not alone in this.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are feeling the exact same way they are. So even if the person is not someone that they are looking for as a potential partner, but at least they find someone that can relate to them in this season, I think that's really very important.
So maybe it's really having that honesty with oneself and then maybe allowing other people to also know a little bit, right? Mm. About how awkward, how fearful we might feel. And maybe that might open doors to help. I don't know. Or just having that bit of understanding for each other, you know, and giving each other that space that, yeah, you know, it's normal to be awkward sometimes.
Mm, I agree.
You mentioned about dating apps and some of the negative experiences that people have had. Mm. I also understand that, you know, with dating apps, sometimes it can feel like there are endless array of choices out there. I wonder how has this abundance of choices, does it actually change the way young people approach relationships today? Like just try and throw away? Does it create that mindset, you think?
Yeah, I do think that may have created such a mindset. I think the first thing that dating app really brings about is this illusion of abundance. A lot of us think that there are many choices because on the apps there are many profiles. But if you actually go on the ground and you ask people who are using the apps, I think a lot of them will say that I cannot find lah. I really cannot find.
Mm.
So the number of profiles would not be the same as the number of available choices based on what you're looking for as well. I think it does affect the mindset that we have towards people because people become more hesitant to invest deeply. There's always the thought at your back of your mind that maybe the next swipe, the next profile is better. So you pull back in wanting to invest and you keep wanting something better. So that makes us look out for imperfections actually. We set ourselves up for rejecting this person to move on to the next. Sometimes we also reduce people to their filters. Because of the way the app is designed, we look out for their heights, their education, their interests, their hobbies. Two people can have the same criteria, but when you meet them in real life, they are very different in person. So I think we are really way more than just a profile.
Yeah, I like what you said. It really shows that we need to get past the surface things, right? And maybe the surface things help us to kind of shortlist or kind of know like which of these profiles might be interesting to find out more about, to even potentially meet in real life, you know. But as we maybe go a little bit deeper, maybe like one or two steps deeper, we really need to get to know the person beneath that profile, right?
Yes.
And not just stop there. And like you said, it's so easy to get caught up into the thinking that maybe the right person is just the next swipe away. Yeah, but then in real life and for real relationships, actually friendships blossom. It's like the grass is greener where you water it,
yes,
right?
Yes, totally agree with that.
So I think that's the difficult part and the dilemma that young people have to navigate when it comes to dating apps.
I do think dating apps are a good tool. If we remember it's a tool and we get to know the people behind it. So we have to use it wisely and not as bad.
Wise words. Mm. Maybe you have encountered people who have had some success on dating apps.
Yes.
Have you found out like what helps them to move beyond that initial phase?
For the people that I meet that have ended up in a relationship and getting married after that, I think it's really knowing what they want. Mm. So they go on the app, they're using it to expand their social circle, but they know clearly what they want and how reasonable their filters are. So maybe they have a few non-negotiables they have. They narrow down the profile. And from there, they really put in effort to know the person. And I think most importantly is that they limit themselves to how many people they can invest in based on the time they have.
Right.
Instead of spreading themselves quite dry because they have many profiles they're trying to connect with.
So don't have too many at one go, too many friendships or potential relationships that you're working on.
Yes.
And I heard that very important thing that you said, to actually know what you're looking for, have an idea at least, you know, not say like know exact every detail, right? But to have an idea of the kind of person that you're looking for, because that will help to prioritize and to sense which is the relationship or the friendship that's worth pursuing deeper.
Yes.
So many youths today, right, are also facing a lot of pressure. You know, earlier we talked about this, from career uncertainty to financial stress, you know, wanting to build to some degree of financial independence, and also perhaps family expectations. I wonder, how do these pressures affect one's emotional readiness today?
I do acknowledge that the world young people live in today is very different from 10 or 20 years ago. The pace of life is much faster. Technology, AI has changed how we interact. And there's that constant need to optimize ourselves. And this really affects not only the emotional capacity, but the entire dating journey itself. So for many young adults, dating feels like a very big emotional and practical investment. And there's an opportunity cost involved. So if I choose to intentionally date someone, it would mean that I have less time for work, rest, friends, personal goals. And that would naturally then lead to the question of, do I even have the emotional capacity when I'm so stretched out to give to another person? So with all this pressure around, I think there's not enough time, because of the limit of time, to really invest in the dating journey. And how ready we are to date, I feel that it is based on how much time and effort we invest. Because it is only through experience that we grow, and that experience helps us to be more ready than we were yesterday.
I'm hearing that making space and time, giving ourselves that space and time to explore dating as kind of like a life goal, together with, even as I explore building a career in a certain industry, perhaps, or in a certain role. So I also need to make that intentional decision to have that space and time to invest in relationship building, right? Which then actually helps us to find our feet, find our confidence as well as we navigate this whole thing.
I think one most important thing is that with all this pressure and whatever we have discussed, it's very real, and it's important to have community. Because I think healthy friendships, people walking you through this journey, is really what gets you along. So reduces the pressure when you actually talk about it.
So having friends in this journey, perhaps being a little bit vulnerable to let people know that actually you're interested, right? Actually you are open. And sometimes you never know, right? Sometimes friends may be the ones who actually open the right doors for you.
That is true. Yes, I've seen cases like that.
I speak from experience. In each podcast, we actually address a frequently asked question that couples have. And today's question comes from a young female who says, I'm in my mid-20s and I do want a relationship, but dating feels draining. Between work, family expectations, and past disappointments, I keep wondering, how do I know if I'm being wise by staying single or just avoiding getting hurt? What do you think?
I think from your question, it's very good that she's honest, that she does desire a relationship. So that clarity really matters a lot. And I think many of us listeners can relate to what she's feeling. Dating is very emotionally draining. There's a lot of disappointments. You have to pick yourself out and try again. I would encourage her to reflect honestly on this question. Is she single because she genuinely wants to be single during this season? There are other things that she wants to focus on and she's happy being single? Or is she being single because she just wants to avoid getting hurt? I think there's a huge difference between intentional singleness and protective avoidance. The truth is, in a relationship and in a search for a relationship, there will definitely be hurts. We will have to be vulnerable, and that takes courage. So I think my encouragement would simply be, make an informed decision. Ask yourself, why are you single? Know yourself, and also surround yourself with community. And when you're ready to try again, do it.
I think the knowing yourself, right, it's so important. Not just knowing ourselves, but also being honest with ourselves, right? Where we are at, what season we are in. And perhaps talking to friends, like you said, can also provide that sounding board. Thanks for sharing those tips and for sharing so authentically, actually giving us so many insights and tips on this topic of dating for young people. Before we let you go, Grace, do you have any last word of advice for our young listeners out there who might be, you know, looking to date or just interested to find out more?
So I'd like to leave our young listeners with three words. Think clarity, know why you want to date, and don't just drift because of pressure or comparison. Number two, courage. It takes a lot of courage to try again and try again. But there's definitely someone out there if you're searching. So take courage. And lastly, community. Don't journey alone. Healthy friendships and support system matters a lot, whether you are single, dating or married. So with that, I will just say all the best for your dating journey.
I love those three C's: clarity, courage and community. And for those out there who might be, you know, interested in building that community, right, they can definitely Google Sacred Companion SG to look out for events that actually they might be able to attend and find a friend or two. So thank you so much, Grace.
Thank you.
So in each podcast, we actually end off with a challenge. So here's your challenge for this week. Step one, notice when you feel interested in somebody, do you lean in, withdraw, or protect yourself? Step two, practice one small step of openness. This could be starting a real conversation with someone, responding honestly to somebody, or staying present instead of emotionally checking out. So that's your challenge for this week. And we really hope you have found today's episode helpful and encouraging. If you are interested to find out more about youth topics when it comes to family and marriage, do check out www.femchamps.sg/FFM2026. FFM stands for Family Future Makers. So thank you so much for listening in, and remember to share this podcast with a friend who might benefit from it.